The sinking of two commercial fishing vessels in Jackalof Bay near Homer has local oyster growers concerned about possible environmental effects. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
The incident may have happened as early as December 24th, but wasn't discovered until Christmas Day when a passing vessel noticed two sunken vessels, the FV Leading Lady and the FV Kuprianov, in Jackalof Bay about 12 miles south of Homer. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jonathan Alexander says the Leading Lady is reported to have about 50 gallons of diesel fuel and an unknown quantity of hydraulic oil on board. He says a group made up of members of the Coast Guard and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation traveled to the site of the sinking December 29th to conduct an assessment.
So we went out and assessed it with divers, and the way that the vessel is sitting with another vessel on top of it, it was unsafe for our diver to actually recover the fuel at that point.
Alexander says the 53-foot Leading Lady sank down about 40 feet and is laying on its side on the sea floor. The other vessel, the FV Kuprianov, is directly on top with its bow buried into the wheelhouse of the Leading Lady. He says the Coast Guard is contracted with Global Diving and Salvage to put together a plan to offload the fuel and oil safely. The sinking occurred in the middle of a sensitive area on the fringes of Ketchumak Bay, used primarily for oyster farming. Alexander says a fuel sheen was produced by the event.
We do have reports of sheen. When I was on scene, we did see a sheen. It was about 10 foot by 20 foot, maybe 20 foot by 20 foot, a rainbow sheen next to the vessel, no more than maybe 30 feet from the vessel.
Some residents around Jackalof Bay have reported that the sheen has grown to as large as 100 feet by 100 feet. Oyster grower Margot Reveal told the Homer Tribune that the sheen had spread all the way to the back of the bay on an outgoing tide. Reveal says the sheen is not likely to harm existing oysters, but she is concerned it could be harmful to oyster seeds or spat. Alexander says the wind and currents in the area, plus the fact that the Leading Lady is fully submerged, make it difficult to clean up the sheen. He says no boom has been placed around the vessels at this time. A plan to salvage the rest of the fuel and oil on board the Leading Lady is expected soon.
What equipment we need, what personnel we need, and just a strategy to get to the tanks safely. That's what we're waiting on.
It's not known what exactly caused the vessels to sink, but heavy snow load is suspected. More than 48 inches of snow fell in the area during a large storm that moved through south-central Alaska December 24th and 25th. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.